The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 8th Chapter, Text Number 29, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on October 9th, 1974, in Mayapur, India.
O Lord, no one can understand your transcendental pastimes, which appear to be human and are so misleading. You have no specific object of favor, nor do you have any object of envy. People only imagine that you are partial.
Veda kaschit bhagavan sukirshitam kabiha manasa ninang virammanam najasya kaschit daita stikar hichi deshyashta jasmin visama mati nina. So Kunti Devi is clarifying the matter that people may think that Krishna was partial to the Pandava family and he was envious to the Kuru because he always took part on behalf of the Pandavas. That has been described. So just like worldly men, we make some friends and we make some enemies. To somebody we are envious and to somebody we are very friendly. This is material nature. Material nature means to become envious, generally. And if somebody satisfies my sense gratification, then he is friend. That is also temporary. As soon as the sense gratification process is disturbed, then again envious. Real nature is enviousness. So Kunti Devi says that because you are playing the part of human being and it appears that you are partial to somebody and you are envious to somebody, this is virambanam. This is your misleading. Actually you are not. But because you are playing the part of the ordinary human being, not ordinary, but as human being, so your dealing like that appears that you are to somebody you are very partial and somebody you are enemy. But that is not the fact. The people cannot understand Krishna because Krishna can be understood by the devotee only. Naham prakasa sarvasya yogamaya samabhrita nabhi mudhayam nabhi janati mamibha paramabhayam. Those who are mudhas, they cannot understand Krishna. Krishna is playing, although like that, ordinary human being, the murhas cannot understand. Just like Krishna killed Putana, but she got elevation to the position of his mother. Superficially, it appeared that Krishna killed the Putana. But Putana, Krishna took her as her mother. although she came to kill Krishna with poison on her breast, but Krishna thought that this woman has come to kill me, but because I have sucked her breast, she is my mother. So anyway, the service side, Krishna always accepts. Little service. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Salpamapi asya dharmasya trayati mahato bhaya. Salpamasya, little service to Krishna. Peaceful, is helpful to save a man from the greatest danger. So further she explains, nadasya kaschi dvaita. Dvaita means favorable. Nadasya kaschi dvaita asti karhi chit. Deshastra, that's me, and nobody is in here. The Bhagavad Gita also confirms, samoham sarva-bhuteshu nami deshasti kincha. Krishna, as we discussed the other day, that like the sun is equal to everyone. We are not able to take the sun sign equally. Somewhere the sun is covered with cloud, someone is sitting within the dark room. In this way, we are unable to take the sun sign equally. But sun is distributing equally. Nahi harati jasna chandras chandalavishmani. There is the Chanakya Pandit said, chandalavishmani. Chandala means untouchable, the dog eaters. In the Vedic conception, the dog eaters are untouchable. Actually, they should be untouchable. Meat eaters are untouchable. Especially, there are different kinds of meat eaters. Some eat the goats, some mutton, some cows, some hogs, and some dogs. Just like the Hindus, they eat goats, but they do not eat cows. Some religious conception. And the Mohammedans, they eat cows, but they do not eat pigs. Haram. The Mohammedans say to eat pig is haram. So everyone has got some distinction. But the Chandalas, they eat everything up to the dog. We have seen in Korea and in China also, they eat dogs. Here in India, Assam side, there are dog eaters. There are different kinds of place eaters. And you'll find in Ayurvedic, the bhagun, there are so many different types of meats and flesh is described, and eating such flesh, what benefit or harm is there, that is described. So, formally, how they are analyzed. So, Krishna, although he is playing the part of human being, he is activities are transcendent. Navam karmani limpanti name karma phalestiha. That is the distinction between Krishna and ours. He is killing. He has killed so many demons from the very childhood. His one side is killing. Putana killing, Agasur, Bakasur, this Asur, that Asur. Kesi, so many Asuras he killed. But his killing and our killing is not the same. Namam karmani limpanti. And in the Ishopanishad, apapa vidyam. That is Krishna. If we imitate Krishna, we cannot imitate. Therefore, our business is to follow the words of Krishna, not to imitate him. That is suicide. We shall follow the instruction of Krishna as he is giving in the Bhagavad Gita. But if we become so rascal to imitate his Rasa-lila, then he'll go to hell. But the Mahavadis, they sometimes do that. Then in the Bhagavad it is forbidden that imitation of this Idancha Vishnu. What is that verse? These pastimes of Lord Krishna, who is Vishnu, with the gopis, they should not be, not only they should be imitated, they should not be thought even within the mind that we can also do like that. It is forbidden. Then the question was, so Parikshit Maharaj questioned this, hey, Krishna, he came to establish religious principles. Jada-jada-hi dharmasya-glani bhavati bhāra tadātmānam sajāmaham paritrānāyasān vināsāyaja duskitāṁ dharma-sahasthāpunā. So, why Krishna did this act? Because it is forbidden to mix with father's wife or daughter without being married. According to Vedic culture, no man or woman can mix very intimately. That is even in the ordinary dealings. Matrivat paradareshu, Chanakya Pandit say, that except your wife, all women are your mother. This is Pandit. Who is a Pandit? Learned. Matribat paradareshu, paradarbeshu, loshtavat, atavat sarvabhuteshu, japvashyati sa pandit. This is the description of pandit. Pandit, and in the Bhagavad Gita, the pandit is described, pandita samadarshin. This is pandit. Nowadays it has become the custom that unless you have got a university degree, either you may be in knowledge, maya purita jnana, you are not recognized as a pandit. But in the Vedic scripture, the pandit is different person. Anyone, this is the moral instruction by Chanakya Pandit. Matrivat paradareshu, paradarbeshu, loshtava, atmat sarvabhuteshu, japashyati sapandit. He is giving the description of Pandit in three ways. One who sees all women except his wife as mother, he is Pandit. One who takes others' money as garbage on the street, he is Pandit. And one who sees everyone, even to the ant, like himself. That if somebody pricks pin on my body, I suffer, I feel pain, so why shall I give pain even to an ant? Atavat sarvabhuteshu. In a higher sense, just like Vaishnava, Prahlad Maharaj. He is feeling for paradukha dukhi. This is Vaishnava's business. Because a Vaishnava, when he comes to become Krishna conscious, he can understand that what I was previously and what I am now. Actually one is happy, he feels. Janglabdhya chaparang labhang mannati nathikankam. So why these people should suffer without Krishna consciousness? That is samasarveshu bhuteshu. Therefore preaching required. He preaches. Kanishtadhikari Vaishnava, he remains compact in temple worship, that's all. To show the deity and get some money and fill up the belly. My Guru Maharaj condemned this process. Of course it is condemned in this sense, that those who are thinking that I have got this temple, let people come here out of sentiment and they will pay and it will be a source of income for my filling up belly. This is most condemned. My Guru Maharaj used to say that Thakur dekhiye paisa rozgar karache, rastaye jharu diye jivika uparjan kara bhalo. One should be honest. He should work for getting some money, just like Arjuna. Krishna never said that, Arjuna, you sit down, I am your friend, I shall do everything for you. You sleep. No. Arjuna was a Kshatriya. He should fight. That was the instruction. So Kanishtha Adhikari is different. And Madhyama Adhikari, they feel for others that Ishare tadadhineshu balishishu disasuchu. Prema maitri kripopekha ja karati sa madhyama. And Uttama Adhikari, they have no such distinction. They see everyone is engaged in Krishna service. That is all right. But Madhyama Adhikari has to make distinction. Kripa Upekha, he is very kind to the innocent. But those who are envious, he does not care for. Those who are envious, he does not care for. He rejects them. Let them become envious. This is Madhyama. And Ishare, unto the Supreme Lord, Prema. They learn how to love Krishna and how to make friendship with Krishna's devotee. So this is Madhyama Adhikari and Kanishtha Adhikari, Uttama Adhikari. There are different types of devotees, not all the same according to the stages. So, Atavat Sarvabhuteshu, a Vaishnava feels for others. A Vaishnava understands that those who are not Krishna conscious, those who have forgotten Krishna, they are rotting under the spell of Maya. Let us do something for them. That is Vaishnava. Just like Prahlad Maharaj says, naivat vije para durataya vaitaranya. I am not afraid of the indefatigable vaitarani. It is said in the Shastra that you have to cross the vaitarani before going to the spiritual world. So Prahlad Maharaj said, that I am not afraid of this Vaitana. It is very easy. Tadbhijya gayana mahamrita magna chitta. Because I know simply by glorifying your Lord Shiva. I can do that. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Yogi. That is quite possible. Parang vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtana. So, a pure Vaishnava like Haridas Thakur can simply chant Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advised anyone, especially his confidential devotees, just like Raghunath Das Goswami, he was advised that you chant and don't eat very palatable food, don't dress yourself very gorgeously. This instruction. But the chanting, everyone was advised, whoever went to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that you chant. So, Prahlad Maharaj said that I know tad vijja gayana mahamrita magna chitta. I can, I have no problem because I have understood what is the value of chanting your holy name. But I have got another business. What is that? Soche tad vimukha chetasa. I am simply concerned with these rascals who are not Krishna conscious. Sochi tata bhimukha cheta. They are busy that maya sukhaya bharamud bahato bhimura. These rascals, for maya sukh, temporary material happiness, they have made very, very gorgeous arrangements. Very, very big, big skyscraper building and very, very nice road, very, very nice car, nice days, nice these, nice nightclub, this kind of, simply for maya sukha. This happiness is temporary. Still, they have forgotten Krishna, which will make their life successful and happy. They do not know. Maya sukhaya bharam. Bharam means humbug. Humbug is maya sukhaya bharam ud bahato mimura. Those who are arranged like that, these rascals, such, I am lamenting for them. This is Vaishnava. Para dukkha dukkhi, kipam buddhijya stamaham prapadde. So, because you are preacher, you are being trained up to become preacher, especially in the Western country. So, it is your duty. I have several times requested you that you American people, you are fortunate. Janmai Sadhya Sutta Sri, you have got the four things. Because these people are misusing these four material gains simply for sense gratification. Maya sukhaya. Maya sukha means sense gratification. They should be delivered from these clutches of maya and they should take to Krishna consciousness. That is preaching. Preaching is required. That is the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, certainly he took his birth here, but he did not remain here. He could have remained here very easily. His influence was very great. He was known as Nimai Pandit. Very learned scholar, everyone knew. He was very respectful. Otherwise, how he could gather 100,000 people in one day to go to the Qazi's house? That means he was very influential. There was good wife, young wife, most affectionate mother, So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could stay at his birthplace very nicely without any difficulty, and what will be difficulty is Krishna himself, Narayan himself, and there are lots. But still, to show the example personally, Apani Achari Prabhu Jivarishikha, he left home, he took sannyas, and he preached. So preaching is so important. Krishna also says that Jai Mang Paramam Guyam Mad Bhakti Suvidas Nachatasmat Manasisu Kaschit Nipya. So Krishna also, he was playing the part of ordinary human being, but he was in his own life, he was demonstrating how Krishna comes here, what for he comes, why he took part in the battlefield of Kurukshetra. These things have to be understood. Unless we understand these things, why Krishna came, why he took part in the battlefield, and there are so many other things ordinarily done, then if we simply take Krishna as ordinary human being, mūrha, avajānanti māṅga mūrha, mānasim tanumāsita, because he is playing the part of human being, if somebody derides mūrha, then it is virambanam. He will be cheated. That is explained here. Tavriyahamanasya ninang virambanam. Virambana. They cannot understand. The devotees can understand. Kunti could understand that although Krishna is playing the part of human being, he is for everyone's good. He simply presents as enemy or as friend, it is beneficial. Either he is playing the part of enemy or as friend, it is the same thing because he is absolute. In the absolute world, there is no such thing. This is good, this is bad, everything good. In the absolute world, Krishna's killing is as good as Krishna's saving. It is the same thing. So Kunti could understand. The devotees can understand. So he has no partiality. Nobody should misunderstand that Krishna has got partiality. No. These partiality and enmity, friendliness, these are material, duality. Here we cannot understand good unless there is bad. Therefore it is called relative world. We cannot understand father unless there is son. We cannot understand good man unless there is bad man. So these things, duality or relative world, they should exist in this material world. Therefore, in order to approach to the spiritual world, one should become above this duality. Above this duality. This duality means the intermixture of the modes of material nature. Trayunna. The Sanskrit word is trayunna. So, Krishna advised Arjuna, nistrayunna bhavarjuna. Trayunna visayaveda, nistrayunna bhavarjuna. So how one can become above this nistrayunna? Trayunna. Simply by devotion, unalloyed devotion.